preparing and putting ourselves into whatever it was that we are called to do. And she used this very vivid example that I want to share tonight because she started by saying how much she loved Oreos. And I thought, ooh, I love Oreos. I can get behind this. And so she said, when I'm eating Oreos, obviously this isn't a real Oreo, but I wanted you guys to be able to see it. When I'm eating Oreos, the best part about Oreos is that you don't eat them dry. You have to dunk them in cold milk. There's a great combination. There's this delicious reality about an Oreo dipped in milk and the great taste of that combination of those two things. And so she pulled out a glass of milk and she had an Oreo and she said, now the thing is, if you just dip this Oreo halfway, you're only getting half of the experience. And she said, you only get out what you put in. This may require you to put even your fingers into this glass of milk. It requires you to go all in. Get that Oreo completely into that glass of milk. Because the truth is, you only get out what you put in. Now, of course, in this example, we're talking about the deliciousness of the combination of Oreo and milk and the great product of that. And I realize it's not a perfect analogy of preparing for Mass, but I think there is this reality that we can sit with. We recognize this truth that oftentimes to get something out of something, we have to put something into it. And in a very real way, what we put in oftentimes is connected to what we receive out of it. Now, this is not a perfect analogy because we know anything we put towards our relationship with God comes back to us 100-fold. It would be like putting one Oreo in completely and then having Oreos for the rest of our lives come out of this cup, which would be awesome. And the reality, though, that we sit with, and the point I'm going to try to connect it to, is that there's a need for us to prepare to enter into the Mass. In our Catechesis of the Mass, this homily series, we ended last weekend by recognizing that when we encounter the presence of God, a transformation happens. There's an importance of us actively preparing and expecting that encounter. How are we preparing for that encounter? We hear in our first reading that the Ninevites, they respond to the presence of God by immediately changing what they're doing and how they're acting. There's a preparation that they enter into, and it ends up that they experience the glory and the mercy of God, and that relationship with him is restored because of how they prepare to encounter his presence. Oftentimes, and myself included, I think for Catholics, we run the risk of walking away from a Mass and saying, well, I didn't get anything out of that. Well, I think the question we should sit with then is, what did I put into it? How did I prepare to enter into this thing that happens in the liturgy? How am I preparing to enter as fully as possible, as completely as I can, into this celebration? And so for our homily series, Father Dan and I want to share some tips. How, very practically, to prepare for Mass. Before we come and before we sit here and enter into this celebration, what can we do to prepare? The first thing that I would suggest, the sacrament of reconciliation. Like any relationships, our relationship with God sometimes have things that damage it, hurt it. And if there's sin in my life that's gunking up my relationship with God, well, I need to wash that away. I need to enter into that sacrament, into confession, to allow that cleansing to happen, to remove any sin or anything that's making relationship difficult, so that I can come into the Mass with a heart completely open, a heart that is just ready to receive, without anything blocking it or getting in the way. The sacrament of reconciliation, confession to prepare ourselves for Mass. That would be the one first practical advice. The second, fasting. Our communion fast that we observe as Catholics, 1 hour before we receive the precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, that fast is to make room for what we receive in this celebration. To fast is us setting aside things of the world to make room for God. That's the idea behind a fast. And so for us to intentionally enter into that communion fast is a very important part of entering into this celebration. Whatever it is that the worldly things that are keeping us distracted or taking up space, we fast as a way of saying, okay, I'm setting that aside so that I can make room for what I am encountering in this celebration. Reconciliation, fasting, preparing our offering. Now, every Mass that is celebrated, the priest celebrates that Mass for a specific intention. I believe tonight our intention for this Mass is our campus ministry benefactors. And so when I celebrate, that is what I'm offering this Mass for as the priest. But every one of us as baptized Christians share in that priestly role and can offer our Mass for an intention. Come into Mass knowing and planning for whom or for what you are going to offer this Mass. Perhaps tonight your offering could be that the Chiefs win the game tonight. What a great prayer. What a great offering that would be. But know when you are coming in, what is your prayer and your sacrifice, your offering intended for? Have that intention. Tell your friends coming in what you're offering your Mass for. Make it personal, because then it is a personal experience. Preparing that offering is about, yes, knowing the intention, but also what you are offering. What is it that you are laying in this altar of sacrifice? What is it that you're offering and uniting to the perfect sacrifice of Christ? Eucharist means thanksgiving. So first and foremost, we bring offerings of gratitude. Throughout the week, be conscious of what you are thankful for and bring that to Mass with you every time you come to Mass. Give it as a thanksgiving offering. If you can keep a journal or make a list, do that, so that it's very real and tangible what you are giving thanks for and offering in thanksgiving. Because that gratitude, those offerings of thanksgiving, they're sanctified by this celebration. But as we know, it's not just the perfect things in our lives that we offer. We are able to offer anything. And so it can also be the stresses in our relationships. It can be our struggles. It can be various things where we're strained, whether it's a bodily illness or stress from a class. We offer our struggles, and they become transformed as well. What are we offering in the Mass? And for whom or for what are we offering it? That's the third kind of thing to prepare when we come to Mass, to intentionally enter into this celebration more fully. And then a fourth reality in preparation is the Scripture. Take a moment to look up the Gospel before you get to Mass. Look up one of the readings or all of the readings, so that it's already working in your heart and your mind. That living word of God is already being processed, so that then when it is proclaimed, chances are it's able to strike us and speak to our hearts in a whole nother level, in a whole nother way, because we're already internalizing it. Things stick out to us that maybe didn't the first time we read it. Phrases are spoken not just to thin air, but directly to our hearts. Prepare by reading the Scripture before you get here. Father Dan often says, make a game out of it. Play the game of what is the homily going to be on. Read through the Gospel and try to guess what chunk is going to be taken out or what the theme of the homily will be. Kind of a crazy game, because oftentimes who knows where we get the idea for homilies. But if it helps us to enter more fully into the Scripture, then do it. There's an importance of us intentionally allowing how we prepare for the encounter to transform us. There's an intentionality with which we have to say, I'm not just going to go halfway, I'm going all the way. Because you get out what you put in. And so the last thing I would recommend is to make sure that we are taking time to pray. That we're taking a space before Mass to quiet ourselves, to prepare our sacrifice, to think about the Word of God, to enter into that offering. so that we're able to set aside the secular and enter into the sacred. We'll talk about it in a few homilies from now, but the introductory rites of the Mass, they're meant to prepare us for that very reality, to leave behind the secular and enter into the sacred. And so we can start that process before Mass even begins. Let us make sure that we're creating a space to very intentionally enter into that encounter, that we're seeking reconciliation, that we are making an offering, that we are fasting, and that we are entering into the scripture so that we can encounter and respond to our Lord. In our gospel, it's very clear, these fishermen, they have prepared. They're prepared because they're able to just drop their nets and go. They respond the way they do because they are seeking an encounter with the Messiah already. And so when they see this is the Lord, this is the Messiah, and they encounter him, they follow him. May we as well look at what we are putting into the Mass. May we evaluate, how am I preparing for this encounter so that we may prepare even more fully, and so that when we encounter our Savior, that we too would follow.